and bigger, and out of that light emerges an angel. Not a tiny little fairy with little wings. That is a mammoth angel. And the angel is about to give the most important news in world history. What a privilege to be the one to give this news. What a privilege to be the one to give this news. I can imagine all the angels thinking, I hope the Father chooses me. I hope I'm the one to share the good news. I want to be the one. I want to be the one. And finally the Father says, you're the one. And all that angel to give the most important news that all of history has been waiting for, that the whole of the Old Testament had been promising for. There was going to be ushering in salvation for mankind. And that angel gets to share it. You know, the word angel, it means a presenter of good news. Why don't you be an angel to someone this Christmas? God is looking to tap the shoulder of people in this room and say, why don't you go? Take a journey. Take a journey into someone's dark place. They might be alone with another person. They might be all thinking about something else, but I want you to go and take my message of hope and my message of good news and my message for great joy. I want you to go. Let me make you an angel, a presenter of good news. And so this angel comes. And, well, the first thing he has to say is, fear not. Why? Because these guys are freaking out. And sometimes, you know, when it comes to us getting ready to witness and share, sometimes we're freaking out. All of a sudden, our voice goes an octave higher. Sometimes our faces get a little bit flushed and we're scared of maybe being rejected or whatever. But come on, let's just be prepared for God to tap us on the shoulder and say, take the journey. Take the journey. Even this morning, as some of you were listening to the Lord and allowed the Lord to direct you to take the journey to someone here in the room and to declare that he's a good, good father. And you walked across the room and you prayed for someone and you shared with someone and you were a reminder of good news. And I want to encourage you to take the journey. Let the Lord use you this Christmas to be good news to someone, because all over this town, all over this district, from Foxton and Shannon to Levin and Otaki, Wairarere to Ohau, right through this area, are people who are dead men and dead women walking. People who need to hear good news at Christmas time. Who are, you know, the economists are telling us the average individual in New Zealand owes $3,500. $3,500 of debt per individual in New Zealand. And that this Christmas is expected to go up even more. People are getting more indebted and they need to hear good news. That it's not about, you know, I stumbled across something on Facebook the other day, and it was this big Christmas present in the middle of somewhere, big wrap present. And the phone rings, there's a phone attached to the present, phone rings and someone comes forward and they pick up the phone, hello, and they hear a voice, it's supposed to be Santa, and he goes, hello, what would you like for Christmas? Oh, they think right now, oh, I'm going to be getting something. Oh, I would like such and such. Or, yeah, yes, I would like a present. Thank you very much. And all of a sudden, the present drops down into a chute right beside them. And they go, oh, thank you. No, that's not for you. That's not for you. And then it says, now look up onto the second story, because they're in a big mall. See the gentleman with a backpack? Yes, I want you to go and give that present to them. Because Christmas is not about getting, it's about giving. And so the rest of this is people receiving these gifts, thinking they're going to get one, and then all of a sudden realize, no, their job is to go and give a present. Shared with you, didn't I, that Christmas time when Mum gave me $40 to go and spend on presents. Yeah, I was so excited about it. I spent all afternoon buying the presents, wrapped them up, put the little cards on them. And then Christmas morning, there's all the presents, everybody's presents, including all the ones I put there. And then they started, Dad reached down, he went to the first box, and there it was, Merry Christmas to Tony, from Tony. What? Everybody looked at me, I said, woohoo! And I went and got the present, I opened it up, and then there was a few more presents, and then Merry Christmas from Tony to Tony. And everybody looks at me again, and Mum says, what did you do? She said, what do you mean? She said, I gave you the presents. Yes, that was for me to buy presents, wasn't it? No, that was for you to buy other people presents. And sometimes, you know, we think it's just all about us. But that first Christmas present was there to say, and that's all about him. And it's all about going, and it's all about giving, and it's all about sharing. It's all about investing rather than taking. It's a change, a kingdom change. It's all moving from selfishness to giving. That Christmas message, that I shared that verse earlier on, for God so loved the world that he gave. And so, this Christmas, again, in the middle of it, there are a lot of people, they're building in debt. They're getting frustrated. For some people, Christmas is the worst part of the year when it's highlighted that someone special has gone, when their loneliness is magnified, their pain, whatever they're going through is extended, and they need some angel to come along and share them good news. And I bet you that angel that God chose to do the job, he just thought, wow, what a privilege. We don't know whether it was Gabriel, we don't know whether it was Michael, we don't know who it was. But he got to be the one. All the angels, remember, ever since they've gone, let's call him Ross. Hey, Ross. He was the one who got to preach that message. He was the one to declare good news to all mankind. Ross. And I want to encourage you, God wants you to be Ross for someone else this Christmas. In the middle of all the busyness, in the middle of all the spinning of plates and dishing of food and using of credit cards and wrapping of paper, be good news to someone. And maybe that good news is actually inviting someone to join you this Christmas, making room at your table for one more. Maybe that good news is providing a meal, giving a gift, sharing yourself. It certainly involves talking about the love of God. In the Beacon Bookshop earlier this week, big hulking Maldi guy came in. He'd been working out at the gym, and he was big, and he was muscly, and he was sweaty, and he was... came in with his mum, who was looking for a Bible. And I got to say, hey, are you into church? He says, oh, no. He says, bro, when I was at school, I got a lot of church. Had to go to church every morning. Don't do much of that these days. And I said, you know, I totally understand. I think there's a lot of people out there like that who had so much of church that they're not really interested. He goes, yeah, that's me. I said, except that was me too. I was sent off to Sunday school to get me out of mum's hair on a Sunday morning. And then I was sent off to a Christian camp so mum could have a week of break from me. And in the middle of it all, I discovered that there is a religion and then there is a reality of a God who wants to have a relationship with me. And as I started to witness, this guy froze on the spot. He leant forward and he just, eyes riveted on me. He drank in every word. His mum was sort of sitting there reading, looking for a Bible to purchase, and she was listening intently as I spoke. And there was a lady selecting cards, and she froze at one point and just stayed there. Later on, she shared with me, oh, I heard what you were doing. I was praying for you, she said. And as I witnessed to this guy, when I finished, he moved from his frozen position and he came forward, big, big man. And he extended his hand and he gave me a gentle handshake. Actually, it was worse than that. Because, you know, I don't know, you know how they, no, it wasn't a wet fish. You know how people, you know how the different grips they do, they're cool. You know, what do they do, Rich? They do that, like that, something like that, okay? Except my hand's going all awkward because, and he's trying to do that. And then he starts laughing, and anyway, we shake a hand. It's an absolute hopeless handshake. And he said, thanks, bro. I said, hey, God's reaching out to you. He's real, and he loves you. By the way, we're at this church. Come and check us out. Love, I'll shout your coffee if you come. Come and check us out. Yeah. Thanks. I'm going to go out here and I said, oh, by the way, here's my phone number and here's my address and here's my email. And I gave it to him. He went away. I started talking to his mum. And I said, are you a church person? She said, oh, I used to go to the Catholic Church some years ago. I said, oh, okay. I'm getting a Bible for my daughter. Would you help me? So I helped her to get a Bible. And then I started to witness. And then as I was witnessing to her, he came back and he says, oh, bro, your name. You scribbled it. Could you make it clearer, please? Sorry, okay. T-O-N-Y. Made it really clear. Thank you. I said, I'd love to catch up. Yeah. Thanks, bro. And I just tell that moment, truth. It was what a great message we have to share. God loves you and wants to have a relationship with you. No wonder it's good news. So I want to encourage you this Christmas. You know, the Bible says, Jesus said, let him who has ears, let him hear. The Bible says, let him who have ears, let him hear. Just because you say it doesn't mean necessarily people are going to hear it. But someone, and the Bible says, how can a man believe unless he first hears? We must articulate the good news. And that angel. Okay.
I think it was Thursday morning, I said to the Lord, what can I do for you today? It's not about me, it's about you. What can I do for you today? And I got to work and we've been really busy and then I heard Davey say to one of the ladies who's been over from Australia for about 6 weeks, she's going home soon, she goes, oh, go and help Katrina, she'll point you in the right direction. And I sort of like, oh, okay. And so we were chatting away, and then she started opening up and telling me about how her mind is just playing tricks with her, and she knows about God, and she just said, she goes, I've had enough. I actually feel like I'm going crazy. And then the Lord just downloaded some scripture for me to speak into her life, and it was about love and about grabbing hold of the stronghold in our mind. And you know what? Her face just lit up. And she goes, you know what she goes to me? She goes, actually, she goes, do you know what's really weird? She goes, I believe God wanted me to talk to you today. And I just said, there's no coincidence with God. This is what I prayed this morning. And it was just sharing love. And that, no, I said, the Bible says that people will call us crazy. I said, you're not crazy at all. I said, and I just spoke life into her. And she, that's what she said to me. She goes, I feel alive. And she started jumping around. And I just looked up and I was just honored, like, because I was obedient to the Lord. And I just, yeah, it was a blessing to know that she's going to go back to Australia alive in Christ. And, yeah.
Well done. And, you know, again, for those of you who do take those opportunities to share something of the love of God, well done. This Christmas, let's just look for those opportunities. Let's be ready to be those angels, that bringer of good news, those Rosses that the world so desperately needs. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. Isn't that wonderful? The angel turns up, and then God's glory turns up. The messenger turns up, and then God's glory turns up. Bible says, go into all the world and make disciples of all people, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, teaching them to do everything I've commanded you. And lo, I will be with you always, even until the end of the age. When we turn up, God turns up. That angel turns up because he has a divine commission. And then God says, this is territory for me. When someone is going with my message, I'm ready to turn up and reveal myself. You know, sometimes we think of people and they seem not interested. They seem switched off. Until we begin to speak and all of a sudden everything shifts and changes and God is at work. And we go, wow, that wasn't me. There have been times in my preaching, as an itinerated as an evangelist, where I'm standing to preach and I'm saying words, but I know God is speaking to people right around the place. And I'm thinking to myself, I feel like I'm standing back and just watching God at work. It's phenomenal. And if you will let God guide you and direct you and be a mouthpiece, he will turn up. His glory will come. Yes. Is it about what we're talking about? It's about something about the weeks gone that's gone past. I might come back to you later, okay? Let me just, because I'm just conscious of time as well. I just want to finish off sharing this. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel of the Lord said, fear not, for behold, and I love this message, I bring you good news. I bring you good news. And this is, I love it. What's the good news? Of great joy that will be for all the people. This is not, I give you good news of great theology that will be for all the people. It is not, I give you good news of great Christian practice that will be for all the people. I give you great news of I bring you good news of great joy. Great joy. I love that. It's not even of joy. Of great joy. Oh, I want to tell you folks, as we finish off today, that there is great joy in knowing him. It's great joy in knowing him. Measure your joy quotient right now. Is it joy as in,
yeah, I'm very joyful?
Or is it joy in, this is great. This is, I'm really joyful. Or is it joyful in, it's great joy. And so often, you know, sometimes Sometimes some people sing the greatest of songs with the wonderful, most wonderful meanings about their glorious Father with like, hello? You know, I guess for me this year, God has been speaking to me again and 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 again about joy. Its place in the heart of the believer. And that it starts the moment when we give our life to God. It starts the moment when we begin the relationship. I'm so grateful for my early days. I got saved with the church that with the beautiful people. Great love for God, great love for God's word, solid and dependable, biblical, and love for God. But the joy factor was like, you know, not obvious. And it was deep in there, you know, but sort of really deep. Now, I'm sure you don't know any people like that, but that's what I grew up with. And no doubt about it, they love the Lord and they do have the joy of the Lord, but I've got to tell you, it's one of the fruits of the Spirit. The reason why the angel first came to share the good message was to bring joy in a depressed world. To give joy to those without joy. What a terrible thing to go through life without joy. Without joy. When we bought our chocolate Labrador for William, and because he's our last child, and every child should have a pet. So we buy this chocolate Labrador, and we all come up with names for the Labrador, and William, he says he wants to call it Joy. And everybody, dumb name. we'll call him Bonnie or call her Bonnie or whatever. Some other names. And he says, I want to call her Joy. And Lynette says, why do you want to call her Joy? Because she brings me so much joy. And of course, then all of a sudden, all the other names meant nothing. She got called Joy from that time on. And every time we call her, here Joy, here Joy, and we're calling Joy towards us. And I want to encourage you, the reason why Christ came was to bring a good news of great joy. That it is possible to know God again. To have a relationship with Him. To be accepted. To be loved. To be forgiven. To go through life with Him. Never ever alone. On our way to heaven. With life with purpose and destiny. Oh, no wonder it was good news of great joy. And so, even though this is such a simple little theme to talk about today, I really wanted to highlight it. Please, let this coming Christmas be one of great joy. Whenever you start feeling the pressure of consumerism coming, creeping up at you, spit it out and turn your heart to the Lord. Whenever you're starting to think about the pressure on your bank account, spit it out and turn your heart to the Lord. Yet, what do I mean, spit it out? The Bible talks about the tongue as being discerning. We tell the difference between sweet and sour. And whatever is sour, whatever is not of joy, spit it out. This Christmas, when you would start to think about the things that would make you lose your joy, spit it out and turn your heart to the Lord. This Christmas, when you feel like you're getting lost in amongst all the packages and all of the issues of this Christmas, spit it out and turn your heart to the Lord afresh. And that first Christmas will come to you with new meaning. good news of great joy. I want you, for you this Christmas and this year, to be one of great joy. You know, last week we had our family service. I always enjoy our family service because we have so much laughter in our family service. We left, VT put on an event here about 2 years ago called Lipstick on Bread, which was a great women's conference. And they put on the door, love and laugh for the conference. I didn't take it off. It's been there ever since. Because I thought, that's exactly what it's about. Those who love well, laugh well. Those who are saved well, laugh well. Those who've been delivered, know the joy of the Lord. So I thought they deserve to be on our doors going in every single time to love and to laugh. That first Christmas, good news, great joy. Oh, that's for you today. And if you might say, Tony, I'd like to accept that good news because right now I feel that great joy is a long way away from me. I'm going through stuff, and that just seems like a long, long way from me. I got things going on in my head about what's been told, something from the doctor, something that's going on with someone in my family. And it would be a challenge for me to go into Christmas with great joy. But you can. In the middle of it all, you can. In the middle of it all, you can. Just turn your eyes. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Amen. Amen. This Christmas, I want for you what was gifted that very first Christmas, great joy. You can have great joy despite the circumstance. You can have great joy despite the challenge. When I was in Myanmar, I met people living in mud with very little, with great joy. You can have great joy wherever you are, whatever you're going through, because Christ came for you. And that's the good news we can share this Christmas. Father, I want to thank you for the day that good news was shared with me. I thank you for that Ross who came to me and gave me the gospel. And Father, as we go out from here, enjoying Christmas and enjoying what it truly means, the coming of the Savior of the world, Father, I pray that you'd help us to be Rosses to those who need to receive good news for great joy for everyone who would believe. In Jesus' name.